This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How many of you find yourself overwhelmed with all the things that you have to do, whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you're a working mom or you're just working and overwhelmed or a student? It is the most important thing is to learn how to manage your time. And today I want to share with you three effective ways to manage your time. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Hala Banani, empowering you with psychological tips and spiritual support. Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. You know, I'm about to go live on the Mindful Hearts Academy, sharing the 7 steps to successfully manage your time. I have time right now to share 3 of those pointers with you. You know, we spend actually 28 years just sleeping, right? They've done some research and they find that the average person spends almost 28 years sleeping. There's like 9 years on social media and watching TV. And so if we're not aware of how we're spending our time, we're gonna lose it. I remember one of my dad's favorite sayings was, time is gold. Time is gold. And he always emphasized that. And that really led me to be super productive. Every minute I wanna be productive and I wanna make sure that I am utilizing this time. And so there are 3 pointers that I wanna share with you. One is that you need to have a time audit. Time audit is basically figuring out right now, get a baseline of how you're spending your time, right? Many times we are, you know, we're kind of fooling ourselves. We think that we only spend, let's say, 30 minutes on email, or, oh, I only just kind of like, you know, get on Facebook for a short period of time, or Instagram. But then once you kind of calculate it, you realize that you're wasting a lot more time than you have, than you imagine, right? And the only thing that you cannot recycle is wasted time. So we want to be really careful about how we're spending our time. And the only way we can figure that out is to, you know, for 1 week, look at what you're doing, where you're spending your time, and actually jot it down. And you will get a better understanding. So that time audit will give you a clear understanding. So you are not trying to manage something that you are ambiguous about. You're going to have a very clear understanding. Just like, let's say, with money management, you got to know exactly where you're spending it rather than just guessing at it, right? So, and then the second thing is setting a timer. You know, many times we get distracted, you know, the notifications on our phones go off and we want to research something or something pops up on our screen, and it's so easy to, you know, steer away from what we were actually doing. So when you put a timer and you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do this and it's going to take, let's say, an hour or 45 minutes or 2 hours, whatever the allotted time is, then it makes you stay focused. And then it becomes like a game where you want to finish before the deadline. And that really makes a difference when you set an alarm, you set a timer, and you're working against the clock. It really helps you to stay focused. Even with doing household chores, I have found that when I look at the clock and I think, okay, I'm going to finish the kitchen by this time, or I'm going to finish cooking within 30 minutes, and I set a time limit, that is what's going to help me to stay focused on the task and finish it and be efficient at it. I sometimes have to come in between, you know, during lunch break and manage to make dinner during that time. And if I'm not very conscientious of the time, then it gets wasted. So set a timer for yourself and allot a certain amount of time to do a task, okay? And then the third thing, you know, many times we get so caught up in making use of every minute and we schedule every minute. Some people are like that. And that just is exhausting and it's overwhelming to look at your day and every minute, every hour is filled. And sometimes that's when you ignore the to-do list. So you really need to put a little bit of buffer time, and that is the time between tasks, right? I've learned the hard way. A lot of times I'm very optimistic about what I can achieve, and I sometimes schedule back-to-back lectures or back-to-back meetings. And, you know, you never know what happens. Sometimes there may be a delay. Maybe someone else delays you and you could be on schedule, but you have unexpected delays. So it's always good to have a little bit of a buffer time where you can either shift gears or even just being able to relax. You know, sometimes in between my sessions, I try to go out for a walk, get some fresh air, and be able to kind of be in the zone, right? Because if we try to focus for too long of a time, for an extended period of time, then we're not going to be as effective. So try to give yourself time in between what you're doing in order to be more effective. So if you like these tips and you'd like to be a part of this amazing group called the Mindful Hearts Academy, where you learn to transform yourself from the inside out, doing the internal work, learning all the skills, all of the emotional intelligence, being a success, you know, get on our waiting list. It is themindfulhearts.com. And you will see how much you gain from this, mashallah. And it's not just a weekend course, and it's not just something that's thrown at you. We are there along the way. It's for over a year of just support, guidance, motivation. And you know, you can read some of the testimonies of what the sisters are saying and how their lives have transformed, alhamdulillah. So join our team. I'm about to go and do the live now, and thank you for tuning in. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.